Hey, hey, beautiful women of God. Welcome to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. Do you want to be closer to God and be confident in your walk with Him? Do you wake up ready to crush the day by putting God first, only to feel overwhelmed and frustrated when you wake up late and skip over your alone time with God again? Hey, I'm Angela. I too was a busy mom trying to find time in the small windows of my day to spend with Jesus. I have felt overwhelmed with life and motherhood, just wishing I could be close to God, be confident in His love, and stop comparing my life to others around me. But my lack of consistency kept me from what I desired most. I finally decided to make time with Jesus a priority, and it was a game changer. I now understand His love for me, can hear His voice clearer, and have grown in my confidence as a mom, wife, and woman of God. In this podcast, you will hear chats about faith, family, and fun systems that will help you grow in consistency in your walk with the Lord. So tune out the chaos in the carpool lane or go ahead and start your workout and let's jump in. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. I'm Angela, your host. And as always, I hope you're having an amazingly awesome, fantabulous day. If you are new here, welcome, welcome. So glad you have found your way here. I hope and pray that wherever you are at today, whether you're listening in the carpool lane or you are doing a workout this morning or whatever you're doing today, that this challenges you, blesses you, and just helps you to build your relationship with the Lord. My heart and my soul just longs for you to know God in a deep way. And I hope that this podcast points you to Jesus every week, week after week, and also encourages you in this journey we are on, because being a Christian woman and mother and, you know, grandmother or sister or daughter, friend, all the things, it's hard. It can be difficult. It's a difficult journey. This world is crazy. And I just want you to feel encouraged, but also point you to Jesus. And I want you to grow in Him, because we need Him. And our job here is to point others to Jesus and to be a light to those around us. And we cannot do that if we are not rooted and grounded ourselves in His love and His goodness and all the things. So anyways, that was kind of a side note. So I just hope you're encouraged by this today. So Jesus, be here. Holy Spirit, lead and guide these words in your name. Okay, so before we jump in, I just wanted to quickly remind you that I have a Facebook group. This is a great place for community. And when you join, it gives you an opportunity to get my free 30-day Bible reading plan. So if you're at a place where you're just kind of like trying to figure out where to start, where to read, you hear me talking about reading your Bible, you're not sure where to go, this is a perfect place. It gives you 30 days Bible reading, and nice and easy for you to get in there. It's a perfect time to grab it right now, because it's the holidays and we're busy, lots of stuff going on. So it'll just give you a nice little Bible study. I am not against devotionals, by the way. I have lots of great devotionals that I love. I just really believe in reading God's word and the benefit of understanding it ourselves and plugging it into Holy Spirit and letting Him speak to us, which I'm going to talk about more later. So I'll stop now. But so you can grab that by joining. And also, who doesn't love community? Who doesn't love community? If you're already in there, please, 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 today, go jump in there today. Engage, like something, comment on something, and just bring the engagement up, because it's helps with pushing out the content to everybody else and just creates the community that I know we all long for. So anyways, the second thing is, if you have not already, I have another thing for you that I created. It's a 30-day scripture card printable. Okay, so there's scripture cards that I created. There's 30 days of them, so you can take them on the go. Take them with you in your car, put them up around your house, put them in your mirror. So when you're getting ready, you can read out scripture. I fully believe in declaring God's word over our lives throughout the day. And so that is a printable that you can print out. You can grab that. There will be a link in the show notes, or you can grab that by going to my Instagram, and there's a link in my bio there. So, and we are going to jump into today's topic of building intimacy with God. But before we do that, I wanted to start off with some encouragement. Every once in a while on the podcast, I just like declaring encouragement over you because I know that in certain seasons of our life, it's just good to be reminded of who we are and just to feel alive in his presence and his goodness. And sometimes we just need to hear it. We need to hear it over ourselves. We need to be reminded of all that God is. And so every once in a while on this podcast, I like just declaring things over you so that it can just start you off and with the goodness of God and all that you are called to be. Okay. Does that sound good? I hope it does. Okay. So as I'm speaking this out, hear it, claim it, declare it over yourself. Repeat it maybe even if you want, because it's important. It's important for us to speak life over ourselves, okay? Okay, you are a beautiful woman of God. You are chosen and called. You were made on purpose with a purpose. You have power and authority through Jesus to speak truth over your life and your family's life. You are strong and capable. You are beloved dearly by our Heavenly Father. You are seen and known by your Creator, and He wants relationship with you. You belong and you are His beautiful daughter. You are a fantabulous mom, wife, sister, daughter, auntie, grandma, and friend. Be encouraged. You are right where God wants you to be. Trust Him, surrender to Him, and let Him lead and guide your steps today. Let that be an anthem for you in this busy season, friend. Do not let the enemy rob you of peace during this time. And if you need to, you can go back and listen to it again and again because it's here on the podcast, all right? That brings me to this quote I saw on Google recently. It said, if you don't fill your mind with the word of God, the enemy will fill it with fear, anxiety, stress, worry, and temptation. And I thought that was so good because we really need to be filling our hearts and our minds with the things of God. Otherwise, there's a hole there for it to be filled with something else. And we don't want it to be filled with all those things. And in these busy seasons, in this busy time, and especially, you know, yes, we are busy throughout the year, but right now, holidays, hustle, bustle, all the things, it's very easy for us to kind of disconnect from what we should be focusing on the most, and it leaves us vulnerable, and we got to be careful about that. We have to fill our minds with God. There's no room for any garbage that the world is trying to sell us, okay? Okay, so finally, let's get into the topic of intimacy. And I loved this because I looked up intimacy on the thesaurus, on thesaurus.com, and I love these other synonyms. It says closeness, familiarity, confidence, understanding, and affection. There are other words too, but these were my favorites. Intimacy, right? That's familiarity and relationship and confidence, understanding God. That's what I mean when I say intimacy. Being close to the Lord. I know that's a desire of my heart is to be close to Him. And I hope that's a desire of your heart is to know Him and be known by Him, because that is where we find true peace, true joy, true freedom in our life, in all areas of our life. The only way for us not to kind of fall into old ways or like get trapped in sin that we kind of think we're free of half the time is to surrender and to make sure there's no room for any vulnerability for the enemy to sneak in and start lying to us and start telling us that we're not enough or not worth it, you know, that God doesn't love us, right? It's so easy when we're not connected to Him. We're not connected to the source and to the power and to His presence and His goodness. And we're not intimate with Him. We're not close with Him. That's when the enemy's like pounces, right? Because we're vulnerable and we have to be careful not to get ourselves in those vulnerable situations. And so that is where I just wanted to give you a few things to help you And it may sound repetitive because I do talk about a lot of these things a lot, but it's because it's so important for us to get into daily communion with the Lord, daily communion with Him, so that our minds are not being fueled and filled with the world. We're being fueled and filled with His presence, His goodness, His word, okay? So the first thing is slow down, stop the busy. Okay, I got three S's for you. Stop the busy / slow down, okay? Take time to enjoy the things around you, especially right now with Christmas. This is family time, all the holidays. We tend to kind of get so wrapped up and caught up in all the different things, the buying and the toys and the presents and the tree and the decorating and the parties and, you know, all the teachers' gifts and whatever it is, we get wrapped up in all of that. And this is really a time for us to be enjoying our family and remembering why we're celebrating this season, and just slowing down and enjoying the moments around us. Isaiah 40:31, but they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. When we wait and we sit and we slow down and we just sit in His presence, He strengthens us. He goes before us. He makes a way, right? He helps us to walk out all the things we need to walk out, and not on our own strength. We lean into His goodness, His power, His authority, His awesomeness, right? That's the amazing thing. Take a deep breath, friend. We don't need to wear a busy badge. We don't need to join in to the world's crazy. We're making ourselves busy with all the doing, or not busy. We're making ourselves exhausted and tired by being busy, and doing. Now, on the other side of that, really quick, I just want to say we're not called to be lazy, right? We're not called to be lazy and all the things. But when I say doing, I'm talking about, what are you doing? Are you busy running your kids to events that aren't even building your family or teaching them about family values? Are you busy on your phone, right? Because you say you're busy, you don't have time, but it's really because you've spent an hour on your phone and just wasted time. Or are you busy doing what God's calling you to do? Are you busy walking in the purposes and plans God has for you? Those are two separate things, right? And honestly, God really is calling us to just be with Him and spend time with Him, and then He'll make a way and He'll show us those next steps, right? So we really should be busy spending time with Him. That's really all we should be doing. Resting in Him, slowing down in Him, chasing Him, pursuing His presence, wanting to know Him more, reading His word, all of those good things. That is what we really should do. Be obedient to His word. When we are obedient to His word, when we do those things and rest in Him, then He leads us to the next places, and He leads us to, you know, loving our spouse better and our kids better, and, you know, doing the things that we need to do for Him to bring Him glory. Whoop. All right, so that's the first thing. Stop being busy and slow down, okay? Second thing, study the word. You know, you hear me saying this over and over, but God's word is so important. I already started at the beginning. It's so important. I cannot say it enough. And sometimes I may sound like a broken record, but it's so important. Reading our Bibles, reading God's word is key to spiritual growth. Today, I was actually reading in Ezekiel. I shared this on my Instagram. I was reading in Ezekiel, and I'm in Ezekiel and Revelation right now, and so it's kind of heavy. There's a lot going on. But Ezekiel was talking, or it's a time when his wife dies, and he's not allowed to mourn because God's using him as, it's like a lesson for the Israelites. And Ezekiel is a prophet, and so he's just obeying the Lord, right? He's just doing what God's calling him to. And I just couldn't understand that. I was like, why, Lord, this man of God who's following after you and he's chasing after you and he's listening to you and obeying you and he's stepping into what you're calling him to. And one, you take his wife away, and two, You don't let him mourn, you know? And I sat there and I was like, what does this mean, right? What is this? I was just questioning. And I just started writing out some things. And as I was writing out, I felt like God was answering it as I was writing it. And I'm like, wow, okay, here's some different reasons why. And it was so awesome because it was a reminder that God is willing to talk to us when we open up our heart to him on the daily. This has happened multiple times to me, and it doesn't happen every single day, but it does happen most days because when I say, okay, Lord, Holy Spirit, I don't know what this means. I need you to speak to me. I need you to talk to me. I don't understand. He's faithful and good, and he opens up my mind and my heart to what he's trying to say. And the more I read, the more I understand, because that means I'm getting closer to him. The more I read, the closer I get to him, and the more I understand, because I'm reading more and I'm seeing there's his faithfulness over and over and over, his goodness over and over and over, the lessons that he teaches people over and over and over, right? The more you read, the more you understand. And I say all that to encourage you that the more you get in there, it can be overwhelming and scary and you're not really sure where to start. And again, 30-day Bible reading plan for you to get you started. But the more you read, the more you are closer to him and the clearer his voice becomes. And that's amazing, right? That's ultimately what we all want, is to be able to hear from him and to be led by him. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. but yeah. And again, I don't get this right every day. Okay. I don't get this right every day. And I don't hear from him like this every day, because sometimes I'm just checking it off and I'm busy and I do all the things and I'm like, okay, I just got to get my Bible reading done. But I believe there is something about being dedicated and getting his word in, even if it's not like this, oh, hallelujah moment, I'm still hiding his word in my heart, you know? I love this verse, Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Just the visual of that, like when it's dark and you get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, right? And you cannot see. So you're moving like so slow to get to the bathroom, but you got to go and you stub your toe or whatever. Think about it. God's word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. How much better is it when you can turn the light on and see where the bathroom is? Or you can take your flashlight on your phone and you're able to see where you can get there faster, right? God's word is that for us. His word is a lamp to our feet. When it's dark, we don't know, we don't understand. When we get into his word, he leads and guides our steps. It feels like a no-brainer, but we make it very difficult and we let fear or frustration of not understanding or the enemy's lies that we're not good enough or smart enough to read it or whatever get in the way of him speaking to us. And I just highly encourage you, get in there and read your word, because his word does not return void. He is a faithful and good God. Okay. So stop, slow down. Second, study the word. Third, sing and shout. That was my S word. So basically, praise, okay? Praise the Lord. If you haven't heard the song Praise by Brandon Lake / Maverick City / Elevation, I highly encourage you to go listen to it. It should really amp you up. It's such a great song. The basic gist is like, no matter the circumstance, we've got to praise, declaring the goodness of God. And like, how can we keep that goodness inside? Because he is just so good and faithful, right? So praising through our trials and temptations and all that life is throwing at us, because he's good and he's got it. It's a great song. Just praising through. Praise the Lord, because he is good. He is faithful, declaring his goodness. And that is what we do here. When we want intimacy with Lord, we gotta understand how to praise him through everything, in everything. Worship him in season and out of season, in the ups and the downs. Because those intimate praise and worship times when we're singing and we're declaring his goodness and we're saying, no matter what, Lord, you are faithful and good and kind and loving and merciful and gracious. I just got totally distracted there because something interrupted me. Ah! But anyways, when when we're declaring his goodness, when we're using our words to declare his awesomeness and his powerful, loving kindness, all the good things, right? When we do that, we create relationship with him because we're meeting him and we're giving him the praise and honor and glory that he deserves. And a lot of times when we're singing to him in those intimate moments of worship, not just praise, but worship, that's where he can come and just breathe on us, speak over us, share his love with us. There's just something special about it. There just is. And yeah, I encourage you. In Hebrews 13:15, it says, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. And I wrote on the side here, praise be continually in my mouth. When we learn to praise him through our circumstances and in all things, that creates a closeness and an intimacy because it puts, we're putting our trust and our hope and all of those things in him. And that creates a bond. That just creates a bond. So anyways, learning to praise and worship and put reading our word and slowing down, all of those things take practice. They take practice. You got to put time and effort into learning these skills. So don't feel like you're not there if you don't have some of these things put into practice. This is an encouragement for you to implement one of these things or all of these things. Maybe you've got one down and you need to work on the other two. Implement them because putting them into practice makes perfect, right? Obviously not perfect, but practice helps us get to the next place and helps us grow. When we implement and put our hands and our feet to work and learn things and implement things, that's where we grow. That's where we get closer to God. So I encourage you to implement one of these things. Thanking him, praising him throughout your day, spending a little bit of time in his word, forcing yourself to slow down and listen to him. These are all things that are going to help you build closeness and intimacy and confidence and understanding and affection and familiarity with our Father. So, again, I hope that encourages you. Remember, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God, my friend. Believe God is who he says he is. Receive his amazingly awesome and powerful love and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have an amazing rest of your Wednesday, and I will see you on Friday for Faith Bomb Friday. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I am sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.